gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on the road!
Well, good Friday to you, everybody out there. This is Dr. Ken sitting here on this side of the table here at 660 AM, 105.5 FM. Hey, guess what? The president had a nice little conference yesterday. I guess it was like a news conference or one of those things where they asked all kind of questions. I considered it more of a smackdown. It went off pretty well for him. I like that. And, you know, the markets are reacting quite positively to the election. I don't know if everybody's aware of that, but that's usually how we judge how well our nation is doing. But just in case you didn't know about it, the markets have been up 10% since the election day. So, you know, you go ahead and figure that one out. And by the way, today is the seventh day in a row the markets have broken through the new highs. This has been unbelievable.
Ain't we supposed to go turn some cars over or something, light something
on
fire?
Well, we can go do that in a little bit. Yeah, just so you know.
I didn't know. I mean, just putting in my two cents, you know.
Well, Sam, that would work. You know, we can do that after the show if you want.
Yeah, let me be a crowd, baby. I want to stand there and, you know, stomp my feet and everything.
Well, we've got some crayons. You can make some signs, and that way you'll fit right in with the rest of them over
there. Hey, it'd be like riding a short bus and holding a lollipop and licking the window.
There you go. Hey, you know, we have a new EPA secretary. They just confirmed Scott Pruitt, and already the liberals have come out against him and saying having him being the EPA secretary is sort of like having an arsonist being the fire chief. Hey. Now, where do they get this stuff? Sound bites or us? I mean, come on. Now, I'm on this side of the desk, and I'm going to introduce you to your host with the most. He doesn't speak in sound bites. He speaks the truth. Mr. Christopher Hart.
All right. Thank you, Dr. K. That's right. It is Friday. Dr. K is here today, and we have a special guest. That's right. And that voice that you just heard can belong to none other than pro wrestling champion WWE star Sam Houston.
Hey guys, how are you, man? It is great to finally be in the studio here in Orlando, man. Y'all been great enough to have me call in on the air and stuff and talk to Patricia or Sonny and
on
everything.
Sunday nights. Yeah.
And have me on there and get some of my views on politics and stuff.
Oh, you don't have any of those.
Yeah, I've been hit a few times with chairs in the head, but you know, it hadn't distorted any of my it hadn't distorted anything. I'm still thinking when I'm walking and stuff, so, you know, I just ain't texting and driving because accidents happen that way, y'all. Yeah, I just want you to know, accidents can happen that way. Don't text and drive.
All right, so Sam's going to be with us the whole show today. The Killer Bee himself, B. Brian Blair, is going to be joining us in the second half of the second hour of the show.
Oh, man, got to love B. Brian Blair.
Live from the Hive. Now, we got to keep them separated so they don't go tangling with one another right here.
Well, hopefully one of them's going to call in and the other one will be here in the studio.
I got to tell you, I've got nothing but the utmost respect for B. Brian Blair. That man's always been a consummate professional and a trusted friend. I just got to be honest with you and say that. And he's a great leader for the Cauliflower Alley Club. Man, he does a wonderful job.
Yep.
You know, and you can't take nothing away from him, so give the guys respect.
He's a big part of our show, too, every Friday.
And
we certainly appreciate that. All right, so I am Christopher Hart. Got Sam Houston here, Dr. K. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge, 407-774-8255, and that's right, we'll be here live for 2 hours. Then you got Larry Elder coming up after that. And a number of issues we're going to hit here today, some wrestling, some politics. And if you got something on your chest, we'll be glad to get that off too. Gosh. The word gosh is going to come up in the conversation today. But Trump's rally's going on tomorrow. They gave away 9,000 tickets in 90 minutes. Yeah, so they expanded the venue, evidently. So, over there at the Melbourne International Airport.
Yep.
So we got a lot to talk about here tonight. We already got a caller on the line, and he wants to hit a topic that I had in mind, so let's go right to him. Joe, thank you for calling tonight. You're right out of the gate.
Is it me?
It is you.
It is you.
Hey, you know, I went to an all-black school in the Bronx in New York. I'm a Puerto Rican man, but I'm so tired of black people blaming Donald Trump for being prejudiced. For me, the black folks are more prejudiced than anyone I know.
Well, some of them are, that's for sure.
I mean, it's always that
Al
way.
Sharpton?
I mean, I went to school, and they were all prejudiced.
Yeah, they walk around with chips on their shoulder, many, and it's because the leadership that they've had since the murder of Martin Luther King has been atrocious. It's been a bunch of charlatans, a bunch of money grubbers, and people who did not have the best interest of the black community at heart. They only had their own interest at heart. And you're absolutely right, and Joe is probably motivated to call because Trump is being called a racist for a response that he gave to one of the questions, one of the reporters at the press conference yesterday.
Absolutely.
A black woman stood up and asked him if he was going to meet with the Congressional Black Caucus as she was asking some other things. And she was doing it and here's something you have to know, too, about these press conferences. The reporters come in with their own chips on their shoulders and this hostile attitude. And you can tell it when they start asking the question.
Well, they're trying to bait you. You know,
trying
to throw something out there for you to bite on that bone, and once you bite on it, then I can finger point and call you all kind of names.
And that's exactly right. And what they did yesterday was she stood up and asked, "Are you going to meet with the CBC?" And she was talking fairly rapidly, and he said, "Whoa, what's CBC?" And she said, "Congressional Black Caucus." He said, "Okay, you want to set it up? Set it up.
Yep.
Right? We'll do it." You know, and what he was doing was he was meeting her challenge head on because he understood what you just said, Sam.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And so he wasn't going to sit there and say, "Well, I'm trying to sell." He said, "Okay, you want it to happen? You make it happen. Let's make it happen." And
you know what's happening?
And he's being called a racist for that. Go ahead, Joe.
You know what's happening? These people don't realize how quick he is on his feet.
Yep.
And how he moves. And they're not used to this type of president
that's
going to lay back.
No, they are not.
And you got these racists like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. I mean, they're the worst racists in the world.
Well, I'm hesitant to call them racist because I've never actually heard because I go by the technical definition of racism, which is you believe that your race is superior in genetics, intellect, and all of that over either any other race or all other races or combination of such. Okay? Yeah. The only thing that we've heard that meets that definition publicly in the media is from
Farrakhan.
Farrakhan, mm-hmm. Exactly. And recently from some people in the Black Lives Matter movement who said that basically white people were germs on the planet to be wiped out. Those are racist comments. Beyond less than that is bigotry, prejudice, the word you used earlier. Yeah,
discrimination,
mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, I like to say, okay, if we're going to stick to calling people racist, actually stick to the definition of racism. But I catch where you're coming from, and you're absolutely right. They are falsely accusing.
They always feel like they're the underdog of some sort, because of slavery and stuff like that. Well, I mean, in my group, in Puerto Ricans, the Taino Indian was nearly extinct.
Yes.
Nobody talks about that.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something also. Southern Italians, not Northern Italians, but Southern Italians were, during the early part of the 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s, were considered lower on the totem pole than blacks, all right? And in Native Americans, Indians were at the bottom. Mm-hmm. It was Indians, Southern Italians, blacks. Then you started going up
Irish,
the ladder.
Chinese.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Chinese. Yeah. Exactly. By the way, there's an excellent book about that, and I'll try to remember the title of it here during the break. But anyway, your original point of the false racism charges against Donald Trump are exactly on point, and he meets it head on, and they don't know how to respond to that. So their response is there's something wrong with him. Right? And in fact, everybody's seen them as the buffoons that they are. Hey, Joe, thanks for call. We appreciate
Thank
you being
you.
Out there. God bless you, man.
Be well.
All right. By the way, 407-774-8255
is the number.
I got a
question for you real quick, because, you know, you're just talking about nationalities of people, and you're calling them races, the different, like the Chinese and the Native Americans. I remember, like, back in one of them classes in high school, way back when, from what I understood, when I was going to class and everything, there were only three races on the planet. And the three races on the planet were the Mongoloid, the Negroid, and the Anglo-Saxon. Those were the three races, the three different classifications of human beings.
You're going back to the
biblical days,
more or less pre-modern history days, where you had the family tree, if you will, branching out.
Okay. What if you're
but at the end of the day, we're all just one race, right?
Right.
The human race, right? And we just happen to come in different shades of gray.
Yeah. So it's different. Yeah, different nationalities, really.
Exactly. The different places of origin is pretty much the primary factor here, and so we associate color with that, but it's probably more geography than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at a man, when I judge a man, I don't look at the color of his skin. I look at the man from the inside, where
character.
His heart's at.
Yeah, character.
What
of the
that
person.
Man stands for. You know, if you're gonna walk by and leave that garbage there, you're gonna walk by and pick it up just because you want to get it out of the way and take care of it.
That's right. Okay, we got to take care of a break, and when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. We're going to get a little background on Sam Houston. He's got a fascinating life story, and so please stick around for that. And we got some good news and some sad news to talk about tonight, and we're going to hit it all right here, oh gosh, on the American Adversaries Gosh Drive Time Show.
Oh, gosh.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort. And I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. but at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and Relax and Comfort.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepard. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Have a heavy ride on I-4 eastbound from Conroy up to 434 for about 45 minutes. There's a disabled vehicle there. After that, 417 to the bridge is heavy. Trouble on the westbound side, too. Your heavy Dirksen Drive to 1792, a crash before 1792 in Sanford. After that, heavy Fairbanks to Conroy, Sand Lake to 535 and past 192. The Beach Line eastbound, a crash before Dallas Boulevard, and another one before 520. 417 northbound, an accident before Red Bug Lake Road. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
And now entering the ring, weighing in at 220 pounds, standing 6'3", Sam Houston.
You know, it didn't dawn on me when that music started. That was that old. Oh, wow. That is wild. I hadn't heard that in years.
Oh, intro music. I knew what that was. I should have been smiling. That's
all right,
awesome.
We're coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios, folks. Even when you get in the ring and wrestle around, you like to relax in comfort when you have to get your rest, and there's no better place to find out how to really relax in comfort and then the Relax in Comfort store, and you'll find them over in the Winter Park Village. Their phone number is 407-544-3401. That's right. We know how to get uptight around here, and we know how to relax in comfort.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
All right. Welcome back to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. Just a little background, if you would, for us, Sam. You grew up in a wrestling family, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Gosh, I was born into it. My father was a wrestler, and he was one of the world's largest at the time. My dad's name was Grizzly Smith. He was one half of the tag team, the Kentuckians. My dad was he was 7 foot tall, about 400 pounds. He's a big fella. I've seen my dad do some pretty amazing things, you know, and but yeah, I was from a wrestling family. Then my older brother broke in. My older brother's Jake the Snake Roberts. He carved a name for himself in the business here. And then I broke in. I ran away from home, and Dusty Rhodes started me out in Tampa, Florida, about 90 miles away from here.
Yeah. Yep.
On September the 13th, 1983, Sam Houston was born, baby, right across the sky on the edge of a lightning bolt. Well, we can't, and we won't go into the rest of it.
And you wrestled for many years.
Yes, sir. And I'm still doing it. Here's the really cool part, y'all. Okay, I got that never say die attitude, and I got that spirit that you ain't just going to put down. You know, I may not be as young as I once was, but the spirit's still alive and the heart's still kicking. I'm going to keep moving and do what I do. Well, after the floods in Louisiana a few months back and around in August, I mean, I lost everything. It hadn't been a real great year, but I lost everything in the floods. Didn't have a house, didn't have anything. Well, my brother called me up and said, why don't you come on out to Vegas? So I went out there for about 3 weeks. And, y'all, I'm on parole because I'd had an offense, a DWI offense against me a while back. I served 5 years in prison. I come out, and it's been 3 years since I've been out, a little over 3 years now. And I've got 8 years without a drink. You know, I've really made a lot of changes. I've really turned my life around. Well, when I lost everything in the floods, the one thing I didn't lose was my wrestling boots, and I didn't lose my heart, and I didn't lose my spirit. I made it out to Vegas. I started training some boys in the ring out there, and I was like, hey, I still got this going on. You know, I wrestled in Vegas at the CAC's convention and really tore them up there the past couple of years. So I went ahead and figured I'd try to get them on and get them back in there. So I got down, and I was in South Georgia for Southern Fried Championship Wrestling. This fella took a bad fall out of the ring and come down on his like his kidney looked like or something on the side, right on the edge of the ring. And when I saw it, I knew he wasn't going to get up.
Yeah.
So I threw my phone and my wallet to the disabled veteran, Jamie Morris, my buddy that I helped out about a year and a half ago. And I went up there to check on this guy. Well, I'm hollering for the guys in the back to come help him because he ain't going to move.
Yeah.
You know, and he's hurt. And the referee looks at me like all dumbfounded and everything, like, and he's kind of like, looks at me like I'm supposed to know something.
Yeah.
So I hollered out real loud. I said, I got this. He jumped up on the ring apron, gave the watch to the timekeeper, took my shirt off, told that other fella to tag me in, and I cleaned house. then I got on the microphone. I lit him up on the microphone, too. I told him how proud I was that nobody took a knee during the national anthem.
Yep.
I said, that made me proud, and what makes me proud is I have the right to come out here and tell you about God, and I talk to Jesus.
Ooh.
You know, and the people went nuts, and the promoter went nuts, and he asked me if I'd come back and wrestle again, and I said, sure. Well, I got in a phone call 2 days later to go up to Shelby, North Carolina, so I went up there, and doggone it, if I didn't light him up again.
I agree.
And then, same thing going on. And matter of fact, I'm going to Shelby, North Carolina for that fella next week to light up the EWF champion. It don't matter to me. I'll just take his belt too. You know, I'm on a collection. This summer, I'm wrestling in West Virginia, weekend in the country in Romney, West Virginia on July 23rd. I'm wrestling Greg the Hammer Valentine for the Florida Legends of Wrestling world title. I'm taking this title match very seriously, more seriously than anything else I've ever done before in my life. I lost everything. Like I said, I'm back on the road, back in the ring. I'm wrestling at AFA, at WXW, the Wild Samoan AFA's show tomorrow night in Mineola, Florida.
Ooh, Mineola,
one of the young guys and everything. I guess they want to sow their oats or see how tough they are. But I'm the wrong fella to be trying to check. You know, like, make me take a step back. I told him, I said, I don't back up well. Yeah. And so I'm going to enjoy myself tomorrow night, and I have wished that fella good luck because I really know what I'm going to do to him, because a lot of my friends know what I've got planned, and they're dying laughing on the inside.
Oh, yeah. I told you, it's a fascinating life, and that's just a small snippet of it right there.
You know, I got to live that lifestyle for about a year and a half when I was filming these guys, and it is so unique and such. It can be a blast at times, and I got to tell you, I actually got stuck in between two of them once when they were really seriously considering going at it.
Yeah.
I never felt so small in my life.
No, okay. All right, look, we got to take a break. Once again, Sam's going to be here the whole 2 hours tonight. Now, hour and a half yet to go. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Please don't forget to double check us on Facebook. Check us in the morning, check us in the evening. We're constantly putting stuff up there. And don't forget, you can also visit our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, where you can join the American Adversaries Army and be a part of what we do around these parts. All right, we'll be right back after this short break. Started crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no war.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Mike Pence has arrived in Germany in his first overseas trip as vice president. Air Force Two landed in Munich, where Pence is scheduled to deliver a speech tomorrow at the Munich Security Conference and meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and several allied leaders. Mr. Pence is expected to reassure U.S. partners about U.S. foreign policy under President Trump and the nation's commitment to transatlantic institutions like NATO and the European Union. An Alaska volcano that's been active since mid-December has erupted again. The Alaska Volcano Observatory says Bogoslav Volcano in the Aleutian Islands has sent an ash cloud up to 25,000 feet. After the eruption, the aviation color code was raised from orange to red, the highest level. Ash from southwest Alaska volcanoes is a threat to airliners operating between North America and Asia when a cloud rises above 20,000 feet. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
I'm Mick Dolan with your 60-second answer news update. A large fire in Brevard County just west of Palm Bay has now grown to about 4,000 acres, but the fire is not currently threatening any structures. Another fire in the frost-proof area of Polk County has also burned over 4,000 acres. The 630 fire has flared up again with some roads closed and some structures destroyed, but no evacuations have been ordered. There's a 70% chance of favorable weather for the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launch from the Cape tomorrow morning at 10:01. SpaceX will also attempt to land its first stage booster rocket on their landing pad at the Cape. Just days before Walt Disney World raised its ticket prices, Universal Orlando is following suit. Single day, single park tickets start at $110 now, up from $105. The stock market finishes up a bit, and the Trump administration says it's not considering using the National Guard to round up illegal immigrants. Stay up to date. Get your free Answer Orlando app in your device's app store. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Folks, if you've ever planned a party or wedding, then you know how exhausting and frustrating it can be, unless you already have a team to back you up. That's where Dino Rentos Studios comes in. They have party supplies and decorations in stock for just about every occasion and at low, low prices. And if they don't have it, they can make it. So make your parties memorable events. Go to DinoRentosStudios.com or call 800-704-7089. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com or 800-704-7089. Dino and Janice Rentos proudly sponsor the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
A parking lot in some places on I-4 eastbound. You're slow approaching the 429 at 535 at the turnpike, and then heavy John Young Parkway to 434. Lake Mary to the bridge is heavy then. Westbound, heavy Dirksen Drive to 1792. A crash right before 1792 in the road. Heavy Princeton to Conroy after that. Sand Lake to 535 and past 192. The beach line heavy from the 417 out to the 520 exit from an earlier crash. And on the 417 northbound, a crash before Red Buck Lake Road. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5.
This is Mark Merrill, former WWE Entertainment. Intercontinental Wrestling Champion. You are listening to the American Adversaries on WORL AM 660 and FM 105.5. You better tune in or it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
This is one of those times, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't mean to rub it in, but this is one of those times where you really need to be in the studio when we're not on the air.
Well, I got to tell you, Mark Merrill just reached out to the magic of Facebook the other day. Mark, when he was Johnny B. Bad down in Georgia, and this was back when...
Did he ever teach you a lesson?
Oh, man, no, we had a blast together. I knew all the... I knew where the whole Little Richard thing and the whole nine yards. Yeah. Oh, and nobody could do it like Johnny B. Bad.
Where he got that persona?
Huh? Little Richard. Yeah, Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes.
This is my baby. And you're going to hear about the tales and explore the great American dream, Dusty Rhodes, baby.
The Cosmic Cowboy. That's right.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. But Mark was great. And what's really great is I reached out to him to say, hey, the other day I'm down here in Florida, and he was on his way to Maryland, and I'm just waiting to hear back from him now. So I can't wait to hook back up with him. That'd be a lot of fun.
All right, in case you weren't here in the first half hour of the show, that is Sam Houston, professional wrestling star, still at it, longtime star. Jake the Snake Roberts is his brother.
Yeah.
Got Dr. K in here. It's Friday. Dr. Ken's here.
I am
Christopher Hart. 407-774-8255 is the number as we come to you from the Relax and Comfort Studio. And Ed is on the line, and he was listening during the first half hour of the show. Ed, we appreciate that.
What's happening, Ed?
Hey, what's going on, Sam Houston?
What's going on?
Wish I could have caught the off portion of the radio show, but I think I might have found out a solution to what you guys were doing. So... The real General Sam Houston, you know, ended up coming to Christ, and then the pastor put him down. And he says he dunked him, and he says, "General Houston, your sins are washed away." General Houston got up. He said, "God help the fish."
That's good.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's good. No, but you know, one of the things, like with part of my story too, is you know, that first weekend when I was locked in prison, when they remanded me to prison, they put me on because I was a security threat. They put me on murderer's row. It was horrible. I'm looking at the rest of my life in prison, or 10 years of a sign off on a second felony, and I'd never committed a first felony. It was a tough situation I was in, and I was on murderer's row. And that second night, I didn't want to live like that, and I took my sheet and I slit it up and I braided it together and I made two nooses and I ran them through the bars and I put both nooses over my neck and I promised, I said, "God, only you can stop this now. I ain't going to live like this, not in this." Mm-hmm. And I jumped and both nooses broke. They didn't tear, they didn't rip, they broke. And I tied knots for offshore, guys.
Oh, yeah.
These knots should not have failed. But both knots broke, and I promised God and myself that night I wouldn't try to hurt myself. 4 days later, I lost my mother. She passed. Her liver shut down due to alcohol. And that's the day I promised I wouldn't drink no more. And I hadn't drunk. I hadn't had a drink either since then. After that, I devoted to bettering myself each and every day of my life and living to serve my master.
Is that where you found Christ?
Yes. Well, no, I found Christ a lot sooner than that. I mean, way back on earlier. Actually, I really got to know him when I was 17. I flatlined. Chris, now you can see. You see this scar on this side of my neck?
Yeah, yeah.
And this one? That's from a failed tonsillectomy. I flatlined on the table. I was in a coma, having in out of body experiences for 2 weeks. I didn't eat food from April 2nd till August 14th that year. I went from 230 pounds to 128 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, doctors usually bury their mistakes, and this one kicked out on that too. I'd known Christ earlier in my life, but then, you know, through then you're living the life, you know, you're up a limousine riding, jet flying, the whole nine yards, and then you lose yourself into whatever, whatever seems to take your mind away.
But really, you sort of refound and reconnected.
I refound myself in prison, and I'll tell you what, Jack, I ain't giving none of what I got up.
I hear that, brother.
You know, yep. I'll give it to you. You know, it's free. I'll give it to you, and I'll sit there and joke with you, talk with you, share with you, whatever it takes for you. But I ain't giving up what I got.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Oh, fantastic.
I hear that. Now, Sam has been on our show on Sunday night. Matter of fact, he was on the show last Sunday night. And he's very outspoken about his political views. You're not shy about that. And we've talked about how we around here compare politics to professional wrestling. You see that too, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see it. if you said it the easiest way, it's all a work. You know?
Yeah.
But when you think about it, you got somebody back over here calling all the shots for you, and he's got it all planned out the way he wants it. It's kind of like this, y'all. Okay, what you do is you create a big mass of confusion. You stir in some hysteria, stir in some gossip and some lies and some of this and that. You get everything all confused and everything.
Sound familiar?
Now, yeah. And then you offer that yellow brick road out of all this turmoil. Here's your shining pathway.
Your salvation. There you go.
And you don't figure out till you're about three quarters down that road that we went the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what
we
did.
Sounds like the last 8 years.
I was going to say.
Yeah, and then you go, we messed up. Oh, okay, you know. Well, there ain't no take backs, and you can't, you know, you don't get another shot to roll the dice back then.
You know, what's amazing is along comes a guy like Trump, who really didn't create that mass of confusion, but he's willing to jump right in and try to straighten it, sort it out.
Look what the guy is doing. Yeah. You know, I mean, this has never been done before. You know, and I was listening to that speech right before we went on the air to the start of the whole thing, you know, that's the Make America Great Again speech.
Yeah,
this
is an inauguration.
Oh, I got to tell you. I mean, it sent good. Okay, you remember that movie with Will Smith and Independence Day?
Yeah.
Remember when the president's up there and he goes, and today we fight for our independence, you know, this and a tyranny and this, but for, you know, the chance to live, the right to live. Well, that, I mean, man, if what Trump's saying don't send goosebumps down your spine and get you kicking and wanting to move and going to picking up something and start building your own doggone self, I mean, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, give me something. Let's go.
You know, and that's one thing those who are close to him have said about him, and that is that they don't think that they would be what they are today without him. In other words, they never thought they could achieve what they have achieved. He did.
Right.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to bring that out of them. And it's
called motivation.
Motivation and having confidence and faith in yourself. And as his daughter says, she constantly told him as a little girl, look, if you're going to be thinking, why not think big? Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we're all thinking all the time. In other words, he's saying, think positive, think, you know, think big thoughts, think positive things, think that you can do things. You know what I'm saying? And he's saying it in a very simple, basic way, but that's what he's saying. And that's what the American public need to hear, is that we can do this. We can.
I think that's an important point, is you can do this, not you can be given this.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the change we've gone through from the last 8 years until just now.
Okay. Yeah. A long time ago, and I just kind of make this kind of like a little bit of an analogy type thing. In construction work, I like messing with houses and remodeling houses and stuff, you know.
Yeah, you probably just go in there with your bare hands and rip out the old stuff.
That's all.
Yeah. Anyway, but, you know, you get a guy that hangs sheetrock and can float mud or, you know, and texture and do the whole 9 yards.
It's art.
Right. Okay, we'll pay that. You know, if somebody works at his job and he gets good enough, you know, then go ahead and pay him X amount of dollars to hang this sheet of sheetrock and finish it out in the whole 9 yards. Don't sit there and nickel and dime that guy, you know, just because, oh, you think everybody should be on a sliding scale and everybody that does this job gets paid $10.25 an hour to 11:31. That's where you fit. You know? Right. Okay, that takes individualism completely out of the equation. You know, if I want to be if I want to be the best there is at the field I want to, you know, get into, well, there's going to have to be some individualism to set me a little bit different than everybody else. Because we're not all androids. We don't all go out there and do the same thing. You know, the fellow that keeps his mind on his work a little bit better than that fellow that's mind drifts off and wanders off and is over there getting coffee like me, probably. But while I'm doing that, I'm also pointing at things and telling people, okay, you know,
tighten up over there.
Look at this. I think we have people out there on the streets now are trying to tell everybody tighten up on things.
Yeah, sure enough.
And they looking at their own place first, you know.
Yeah, indeed. Trump today went to the Boeing factory.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, where they were coming out, the first off-the-line 787, brand new version of their jet line.
Yep.
And he made a speech there, well-received by the employees, who just a few days ago voted down a union. You know, they didn't want that union scale. They wanted, I guess, the individuality, the freedom of not having to answer to a union type thing. There are places for unions, but not everywhere. And that Boeing plant in South Carolina will remain union-free. He's on his way here to Florida. As we've been mentioning, he's going to be at a rally tomorrow in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
They gave away so many tickets so fast, they decided to expand the area there.
Yeah.
And it's going to be at the Melbourne International Airport tomorrow. The gates open at 3. The event begins at 5 o'clock. You can still try to get tickets. They may have already given out the extra tickets that they came up with.
That's going to be tough.
And you can get them by going to our Facebook page, American Adversaries on Facebook, or going to the official Donald Trump website, which is you would go to events at DonaldJTrump.com. That's events at DonaldJTrump.com.
Well, but, wouldn't it be a really cool thing? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to jump in, but I'm getting ready to do WrestleCon for WrestleMania.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. That's coming to town.
Yeah, so I'm Florida Legends of Wrestling. We've got 10 tables for WrestleCon. We'll have Axon Smash, a Demolition, Greg the Hammer Valentine, Andrew Anderson, Mr. Anderson, that fellow, the old microphone.
That
he's going to be there. Myself, America Strong, American Outlaw Dave Nelson. My daughter Samantha Starr is coming to join me for WrestleCon.
Yeah?
But wouldn't that be really cool if maybe I could go over to Melbourne tomorrow if y'all could hook me up on some tickets? I'll drive down there, try to get in to see Donald because of work. For him, what back in WrestleMania 4, I was over there then, you know.
Yeah. Is that
so
right?
Maybe he'll remember me or something, and then I could go ahead and hook him up with some WrestleCon tickets. You know,
we just
have a whole
do a little networking here.
Yeah. What do you think? Like LinkedIn, we'll call it, you know, Sam Din or something.
Well, we do that as long as
chimed in.
As long as when you talk to him, you tell him that I still want to be Secretary of the Navy.
Well, see, sure.
We would at that point we would have the president, the 45th president of the United States, and the first president of the Republic of Texas.
There you go.
That's right.
Houston. I would have been the last president of the Republic of Texas, the first governor of the state of Texas.
Yep.
You know, oh, wow, I think that would be awesome.
There you go, okay.
And bring Jesse the Body Ventura up and dig him up and let him commentate for us.
Oh, yes, he's very good at that. All right, we got to take a break. We come back, we got more to talk about this hour, and we got a whole another hour to go here tonight. Don't forget, Larry Elder is coming up after us at 7 o'clock with a great show of his own.
Yeah, we may be in the relaxing comfort studios, but we're not relaxing.
We're having fun.
We're having a blast.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort. And I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and Relax and Comfort. Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years' experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123, 877-377-8123, or visit them at myphf.com.
Patriot Home Funding Incorporated is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, number NMLS 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
You should have called in sick if you're traveling I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound, slow approaching the 429, slow at 535 and at the turnpike, then heavy John Young Parkway to 434 for about an hour. Lake Mary to the bridge, also heavy. On the westbound side, Saxon Boulevard to 1792, now heavy because of an earlier crash. After that, Princeton to Conroy, Sand Lake to 535 and heavy past 192. Beach Line eastbound, a crash before the 520 has delays back to the 417. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
And now, entering the pearly gates of heaven, in at 275 pounds, the one, the only, George the Animal Steel.
Oh, man.
Passed away today.
No.
Age of 79, I think.
79.
Yeah.
Detroit native. Oh, man. Mr. Green Tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was talking earlier, Sam and I were talking during the break. It's one of the conversations that happens. I was in the hospital at the age of 12 having my appendix out. Killer Kowalski, who was a wrestler back then, had got an accident where his arm got slit and his wrist got
cut open.
So he was in the next room next to me. And George the Animal Steel came in. Bruno Sammartino came in. Chief White Owl. You know, and here I am, 12 years old, and all these big men are in my room going, "Hey, how are you doing? You feeling better?"
Is that right?
What else are you going to say? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Better believe it.
You know, and talk about, you know, I mean, you go sides of beef didn't look that big to me compared to these guys.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about George Steele, we had him on the show once or twice. He wrote a book. He was in town here at Barnes & Noble. We got a chance to meet him. He put me in a headlock.
Yeah.
And he was a high school teacher as well.
George was a college professor.
He was a very intelligent man.
Very intelligent man. But he did have an impediment.
Yeah.
You know, he was dyslexic. Mm-hmm. You know, he had battled that for years and years and years, the dyslexia. So his problems weren't as major, I guess, as what he portrayed them out to be. But look where it got him at it. You know,
yeah, sure.
In the wrestling business. Well, also we lost Nicole Bass. She passed on too. I remember seeing that also this morning. But yeah. And we over the weekend we lost Chavo Guerrero Sr. Well.
Okay.
Eddie Guerrero, Hector Guerrero, Mondo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chavo Sr.
The father.
Away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, families in wrestling, you know, tend to kind of be close to one another as well.
Well, you sort of bond, even though you don't get along and everything else like that. And boy, this guy's going to bury a butcher knife in your back as deep as he can. But still, there's still a brotherhood.
Yeah,
you know, and you respect the brotherhood. You know, you respect the boys. That's basically what it is. And you stand together. You're supposed to stand. You know, or that was supposed to be the unwritten code. Mm-hmm. You know, years and years. But I guess people drift away from some of that stuff. They're the Cauliflower Alley Club out in Vegas. They call it the Ring of Friendship.
Yeah,
you know, which is a really cool thing. And that's like what I said. What Brian Blair is. Yeah, Brian's great. He's the president of the CACs, and I just can't wait because look, guys, the CACs to me is a big event because I get to get in my gear, get in the ring, not with, but in front of. The best.
These other best.
The best. You know, the guys that I looked up to when I was in the business, the Terry Funks of the world, the Harley Races. You know, Harley Race and Terry Funk, yes, I wrestled against both of them very on early in my career, but, you know, it's been years, 30-something years ago. But for me to still be able to get in there and give them a show and them to come back and tell me, they say, Sam, you ain't lost a step in there, you know?
I love that.
Or you had the best match on the card. Brian Blair come back and he told me, Sam, he goes, you were amazing. I was like, man, that's like the, it fits better. That fits better with Spider-Man than it does Sam, you know.
All right.
But
hey, we're talking with Sam Houston here today, and he's going to be local here for a while, but still wrestling all over the place. And when he's wrestling here locally, we're going to let you know so that you can go see it. Now, tomorrow you're in Mineola.
That's
about
for
an hour or so away.
For WXW.
Yeah.
That's the Wild Samoan Alpha. He's got a training center.
And what time is that going to be?
It's at the City Hall. It starts at 6:30 in the evening.
Okay.
That way they can get everybody out. It's the City Hall building, so they got to get it all cleaned up for Sunday morning.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
This is Mineola, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Sam's going to be with us for the next hour of the show, too. Now, you got several options for the things to do. If you're in Mineola, you want to take in some great wrestling, please do that or head on over there. And that's at 6, you said?
The doors open at 6. The event starts at 6:30.
Okay.
And it's at the Mineola City Hall, WXW Wrestling, and I feel sorry for the guy I got tomorrow night.
I hear that. And
I'm just really excited about it, guys.
You also have the option to take in the Trump rally. If you've gotten your tickets, please do so. If not, try to get your tickets at our Facebook page, American Adversaries on Facebook. Or you can go to the events at DonaldJTrump.com website and get there early. If you get a ticket, you got to get there early. The ticket doesn't mean you will get in unless you get there early enough to get in. There's going to be thousands and thousands of people there tomorrow. If you can't make either one of those events or would like to take up this event earlier, please join me and Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark for the OPD Fallen Officers fundraiser tomorrow, the Unity in the Community Rally for Law Enforcement. I'm going to be the MC. David Clark is going to be the featured speaker. It's going to be from 1 to 4 tomorrow afternoon at 1865 North Econ Lockahatchie Trail out there on the east side of town. That's 1865 North Econ. Caroline Casola, a 10th grader at Boone High School, has put this thing here together. And she managed to get Sheriff David Clark to come down here. And it's going to be an excellent event, and would really love to see you there. She's also got some live entertainment lined up, and Jimmy Brown, our friends from Wounded Officers Initiative, are going to be there as well. So please take in one, two, or all three of the events if somehow you can manage that.
If I wasn't heading to Kansas City to open up the arena football team, I'd be there.
You're going to KC.
KC tomorrow, man.
The Phantoms action.
Have fun.
All right. And speaking of in action, we'll be in action on the other side of this short break. You're listening to the American Adversaries, and we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit it right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on the road!
I'm back here on 660 AM, 105.5 FM. Dr. Ken sitting over here. We've been having ourselves a great time on air and off when we're in the studio just having a blast. Talking with Sam Houston over here. Talking about where the president's going to be tomorrow over in Melbourne and the things that he's done today. The press conference smackdown that he had yesterday.
Hey, you know what? If all them people would say he's not my president, if all them would give them tickets up, I bet some of us that want to take him as our president would get over there.
Do you think there are going to be any protesters over there?
You know, they're going to be majorly outnumbered, that's for sure.
You know, it's just amazing. You know, my son ran into this yesterday. He actually was texting me because when the press conference was going on, he was surrounded by some of these people that they say he's not their president. And he was asking me how to handle it. And I said, well, just take the high road and tell them that they'll grow up eventually.
Yeah. You know what I like? I've seen this picture on Facebook this morning, and it just did my heart good. It had this picture of this fella on there, and it says, this is what you look like after you step on the flag in front of a Marine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't a pretty sight, was it?
Well, it was. That's the part. I really thought it was great. He did some, you know.
All right. That is Sam Houston, professional wrestler, WWE, WWF star, big star, still wrestling, still working the circuit, and he is working with us here tonight. Got me, Christopher Hart, Dr. K, Dr. Ken Viek in the studio. Nick is on the bridge, and 407-774-8255 is the number as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, and the Killer Bee himself, B. Brian Blair, is going to be joining us later on this hour of the show. We're talking a little bit about Trump in the first hour of the show. He is coming here to the Melbourne International Airport tomorrow. And he was at the Boeing plant in South Carolina today. And he got his EPA man through, Pruitt, Scott Pruitt.
Scott Pruitt is now the director or secretary of the EPA.
Yeah, much to the chagrin of the Democrats.
Yeah.
And he's just moving right along. I mean, the media, they're coming at... You get the feeling like it's one of these... Pier 6 brawls, as Gordon Solie used to say, with Trump and the media.
Here's what I'm thinking. The media is they're like, they're trying to tell the public, like, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. You know? And that's where media is hiding, you know?
Right.
We're telling you what we're supposed to tell you, because that's what's supposed to be a press release and supposed to be the truth. And then when you come and find out it's all been fabricated and made up and everything else, and it ain't really the truth, and it's not really what's going on. When then people started on Facebook taking pictures of the arenas and everything full of Trump supporters and about 35 Hillary fans over, you know, this one thing.
In comparison.
And then, and then then you got people on CNN telling you, oh, no, it's, you know, standing room only. Yeah, because you can only stand here, and you can only stand here in these two places that way, because it won't look, so it don't look so empty. You got to stand here, and you got to stand here. That's a standing room only.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is for sure going to be standing room only tomorrow when Trump hits the Melbourne International Airport.
Well, if he's, I know he's a busy guy and everything like that, but if y'all could extend the invitation to him, I'd like to have him come out to WXW now, tomorrow night, and he could be in my corner when I go to the ring to teach this guy some respect.
You said in the first part of the show that you worked for him at WrestleMania 4. What do you mean by that?
Well, he purchased WrestleMania to be done at Trump Plaza in Atlantic City.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, my brother put the snake on his then wife.
Ivanka?
Yeah.
Not Ivanka, I mean...
Ivana.
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 Right.
Yeah. Ivana this, Ivana that, Ivana this.
Yeah, and then,
Did she know he was going to put that snake?
Oh, no, that's the beauty of the whole thing.
It was a boa constrictor snakes.
Right.
Yeah.
But still, it was big. And,
of course,
Look, I mean, I didn't particularly appreciate the morning I woke up with it in the bed with me. You know, Damien was 14 feet long, had a head a foot wide, you know?
But I don't think anybody would appreciate something, baby Jake.
You know, I got back even with him, but that's on the comedy album, y'all.
Yes,
by the way, I want to let y'all know this. My man, Jamie Morris, I met this fella about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. He's a disabled veteran, and he had asked me to send him an autographed picture. So I signed some pictures, and I put them in the mail. I didn't put enough postage on it, so it came back to me. Well, I put another stamp on it. I drove it by the post office, but I forgot to mail that one letter. I was in Montgomery, Alabama, and I noticed his thing was in my back seat. So I figured, well, I'm not, you know, it'll take about 5 hours. So I just drove it to his house and everything. Just, you know, out of clear blue.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, and it really lit him up like a Christmas tree. Anyway, since then, we've been brothers in Christ and everything else, and he's been helping me out with the social media and stuff. So anyway, he got together, and we've been doing these road stories on my YouTube channel now that I have. And so he tells
What is
what's
that?
YouTube channel?
What YouTube channel?
Sam Houston Brand.
Sam Houston Brand on YouTube.
Yeah, and it's got like stories. It's got like where I was speaking in the churches, where I did Victory Road, when I did the seminar in Vegas, and all a bunch of my matches and a whole bunch of stuff like that. If you go to Sam Houston Fan Nation on Facebook, that'll take you straight to it.
Sam Houston Fan Nation. Fan Nation, okay.
And then that'll take you there. There's a whole lot of stuff on there. Well, Jamie come up with the idea and say, hey, you know, you need to come out with like a comedy CD. My brother's speaking at all these comedy clubs and stuff. And
you know, Hacksaw Jim Duggan's doing that now, too.
Yeah, right? But they're speaking at those places and everything. But and I hate to say it, but, okay, I'm a whole lot funnier. She said it. I hate to say it, but yeah, I do got a sense of humor. And I tell you some Jake stories.
Never would have known that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to tell you one real quick.
All right.
Boston Garden, right?
Yep.
Now, Nikolai Volkoff had played a prank on me on the plane, you know, in front of the stewardess. And I was really embarrassed for this little sponge thing, you know. So I was really embarrassed, and I wanted to look for a way to get even. So Nikolai was looking out the curtain. He's watching the match. He's the next match going to the ring. And I see him looking out there. So I went and I got me a piece of toilet paper about 3 feet long. Went and got me a Band-Aid. I opened that Band-Aid up, and I hooked that on the end of that toilet paper. And I walked by right behind Nikolai, right at the top of his trunks.
Right.
Said, patted him on the back and said, good luck out there, Nikolai. And he looked at me like, thanks, Sam. Because I didn't hang out with Nikolai like that.
Right,
you know,
right.
We wasn't like, just, you know, professional courtesy or whatever. Get out. But anyway, so he's looking at me and goes by. So when Nikolai walks out to the ring with his Russian flag and everything, all the people are yelling boo and USA, USA.
Right, right.
And that's the reaction he usually gets. But as he's passing them up, he's hearing this raucous laughter behind him. And he's wondering what's going on. He stops a couple of times and he looks, and they're just laughing. So he jumps in the ring and he waves his flag all the way around the place. Now 22,000 people have just seen that toilet paper train come out the top of his truck. Jim Powers was laying in the corner on the floor, holding his side, and was laughing so hard. The referee was biting the turnbuckle pad. Howard Finkel, poor man, was in tears as Nikolai Volkoff sang the national anthem. Now, I tell you this. Okay, Duggan and Jake told me that if I didn't buy the beer for a month, they were going to tell Nikolai who did it. So Nikolai didn't know anything had happened until that Saturday. Y'all remember they used to have them TVs that you stick quarters in at the airport, that little row?
Yeah.
Well, Nikolai decided to watch the wrestling show at the airport, and he saw that, and he wadded that row of chairs up in a little tight ball. I was never so glad that I had decided to buy the beer for my brother and Jake. I mean, Jake and Duggan. But I got to tell you now, in telling you that, I'm coming clean.
Okay.
In 2006, at a Legends reunion in Dallas, in 2006, I went to, and Nikolai Volkoff was there.
Yeah.
And Nikolai looked a little bit older, and he looked a little more frail. And I kind of figured I could take him now, really easy. So I went ahead and manned up to him, and I told him, I said, hey, Nikolai, you remember that thing in Boston that night with the toilet paper? And he's like, yeah. And he had this look of hatred in his eyes. And I said, Nikolai, I'm the guy that did that. I just wanted to come and let you know, that I'm being a man about it. And I could either outrun you or take you by now. He said, you're very funny, Sam, but I don't really think he meant it like that.
I don't think
that.
He meant it that way.
Yeah,
huh?
He was, you know.
Well, you know, you never know because, you know, the state of Russia at that time, you know, their economy wasn't so good. He could have been getting the facts from the Kremlin.
Yeah, you never know. I tell you what, never a finer gentleman I've ever met inside or out of the ring. I will say that much for him. Always a consummate professional. Oh, gosh, I have seen some things with him and the Iron Sheik that I
Oh, yeah.
I look, you would laugh so hard. I'm serious.
Let's take a break so you can tell Ken and I.
Hey, you guys, if you want one of the comedy CDs, you get a hold of Jamie Morris. He's my buddy on my Facebook, and he handles all my social media.
Right.
And he's got the CDs for you ready to go out.
All right. We got to go out to a break, but we'll come back in right after the break. You're listening to The American Adversaries. We're live. We'll be back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepard. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
The first 100 days.
Today I have the honor of welcoming my friend, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The United States and Israel patching it up.
With this visit, the United States again reaffirms our unbreakable bond with our cherished ally, Israel.
A friendship we haven't seen in 8 years.
Your forthright call to ensure that Israel is treated fairly in international forums and that the slander and boycotts of Israel are resisted mightily by the power and moral position of the United States of America.
Keep it here for breaking news and the latest developments of the first 100 days of the Trump administration. There's a lot going on. Don't miss a minute. FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Money, 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 money.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Of course, that's the music that played when Donald Trump would come strutting his stuff onto one of the WWE live stages. All right, he's on the big stage now. We're live, the American Adversaries, Dr. K, Christopher Hart, and we got Sam Houston in the studio with us. And 407-774-8255 is still the number if you want to be a part of the show today. And we were talking about Trump and him being in wrestling, and now, of course, Linda McMahon is in his cabinet. And there was a photo taken the other day in the Oval Office where you had, of course,
Vince, Triple A, like 16 Hall of Famers in a 24 people picture or something. Half the kids were like, 11 to 4,
The grandkids were in there of the McMahons.
Oh, you got to love that.
Yeah, and Jeff, our producer on Sunday night show, pointed out that in that photograph, about half of them had been given the Stone Cold Steve Austin stunner.
Right.
Including the president himself. That's right. He took a bump in the ring from Stone Cold Steve Austin. And so he's definitely,
he's been there and done that. Now you can say it all for that man.
And something, too, that I think that he's finding out about politics and because I think he has on some level, he has an understanding that politics and wrestling is a lot alike. Like you were talking about the created confusion and everything. Uh-huh. And he works that angle. But I think he also expected, especially amongst Republicans, that after he won the primary, became the nominee, and then became president, that Republicans would sort of pull together, as you said, the brotherhood, at least among the Republicans.
And it still didn't.
It did not.
No, and here's where you just got to love the guy to death. The guy still, even though the Republicans did not pull together, did not band behind him. Matter of fact, he had a lot of Republicans saying, no, he wasn't for them. You know, we're not for him and the whole nine
They're
yards.
Still doing
denounce
it.
Him and everything. But the guy still got out there. He got the job done. He's doing what he said he was going to do. He's enacting everything he's putting into play. Look how good the market's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
fantastic. Yep.
Yeah,
10% since the election.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Unprecedented.
Oh, you know?
Yeah.
It's good leadership.
Yeah, well, gosh.
it's also because everybody feels good again.
Yeah, maybe,
that's right.
Maybe
the depression has been lifted.
Except the
liberals,
the media, and the establishment elites and liberals in general. But you know, they don't really know what to do with Trump. They sort of run the gamut. You know, they've been doing everything they can to undermine the legitimacy of his presidency,
mm-hmm.
and yet after yesterday's news conference, you had Jake Tapper on CNN last night going...
He was almost crying.
Yeah, he was going, Donald, you won the election. You're the legitimate president. Just be the president. I mean, here they don't want him there, and Jake Tapper is reduced to begging him to be the president. Yeah. Well, you see how bizarre it's gotten?
Yeah.
And yet Trump, I believe, has got them, you know, running in circles. And this morning, you had Mika Brzezinski reduced to saying, in response to Trump's press conference, gosh.
Yeah. Gorsh. Sound like Goofy and Gorsh, Mickey.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And of course, they're doing the same thing that they did during the primary. They're telling Republicans, you need to get away from him. You need to leave him alone. You need to get away. He's going to ruin you. He's going to take you down. He's going to ruin the brand.
Because
he just keeps rocking and rolling.
Yeah, everybody that associates themselves with him loses. Just like that girl at the Grammys the other day, right?
Yeah.
She wore that Make American Great Again dress and went from, 5,337th on the list to third for selling albums?
Try after 48 hours, she had gone from 500,000th in something to number one on Amazon.
So,
that's Joy
Villa.
So why
would you hitch your wagon to somebody like him?
Yeah, Joy Villa, if you want to get it. But he just, as you say, he just keeps rocking and rolling, and he's taking care of business.
Well,
and he's
know,
not being, he's having, I believe, fun with the media as much as anything else, right?
Well, here's what I think. I think a long time ago, and maybe some of y'all might remember it, but another businessman years ago ran for office, and the guy was a self-made man and everything. His name was Ross Perot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and he had some different ideas how to do some stuff and to get the country out of debt. But, you know, we do the same thing. And here's what it is all the other parties, they're so scared of which candidate could actually be the best candidate for them, so they destroy him early on in the campaign. Look what they did to Herman Cain.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, they just pulled him out in the Godfather thing, you know, and just, I mean, you know, dressed him down.
Yeah, some. A number on him,
You know, and he was running for the same position as Obama, the first black president.
Yeah.
But they go ahead
he
and
he wasn't
they,
the right black.
He wasn't the right one, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, so the fix is in, guys.
Yeah.
Don't tell nobody, you know, but the fix is in.
it's comical to watch the media, and I've often, once again, in making the analogy with politics and professional wrestling, the media fits in that, too, because the media plays the role of the TV announcers.
Yes,
right? They're there to make sure everybody understands what the scripted storyline is and how it's playing out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're so comical. I mean, they try to make Trump look like the comic book or a caricature of himself, right?
Yep.
Comic book character. And yet they're the ones who are coming across that way.
Oh,
exactly.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it's really hard to dispute truth. It's really hard to dispute truth.
Well, you see, and that's the problem. See, the media is the one that they're used to twisting the truth and, you know, and spinning around and getting their way.
Right.
And now all of a sudden they're hitting this resistance because he doesn't wait. It's right on Twitter.
Well,
you say something bad, bam, I'm going to confront you right then and there.
Okay, for the last 8 years, it's been like this. Chris, let me borrow just this piece of paper.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been like this for the last 8 years. The White House, the press secretary comes out and says, here you go. This is a press release. This is world news. This is what you've got to know.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's
there is no investigative
through.
Reporting in, or anything like that anymore.
Right.
Now you got a guy calling the press out saying, hey, you're making this up.
All right. Okay, we got to make this break, and we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. B. Brian Blair is going to join the conversation, too, so stick around, please.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A powerful Pacific storm is drenching southern and central California. Wind-driven heavy rains have triggered calls for evacuations, caused damage, and disrupted travel and outdoor events. There have been some injuries from falling trees. Officials are warning there is the potential for mudslides and debris flows. The Kremlin is denying that it has grown frustrated with the lack of progress in improving relations with Washington under President Donald Trump. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says it's too early to say what course Russia-U.S. ties will take. Peskov says the Kremlin never wore rose-tinted glasses or had any illusions and is therefore not disappointed. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 4 points to a record 20,624. The Nasdaq rose 24. The S&P advanced 4. And crude oil up 4 cents to $53.40 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
Listen to Legal Immigrants for America every Sunday night from 6 to 7 on the American Adversaries Radio Show. Buy Legal Immigrants for America's new book, The Christian and Immigration, today at golifa.com. That's golifa.com. Make a $25 donation at golifa.com to receive The Christian and Immigration autographed book, or make a $35 donation at golifa.com to receive two autographed books, The Christian and Immigration, and The Bible and Immigration. Order your autographed copies today at golifa.com and support Legal Immigrants for America as we impact Congress, the White House, and the nation.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
The first 100 days.
Where are you from?
BBC.
Here's another beauty.
And a marathon press conference tackling the issues.
This administration is running like a fine-tuned machine, despite the fact that I can't get my cabinet approved.
Sparring with the liberal media.
And you're not related to our new...
I am not related, sir, no.
Keep it here for breaking news and the latest developments on the first 100 days of the Trump administration. There's a lot going on. Don't miss a minute. FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Back from the dressing room to restretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
Oh, yeah, here we are. It is 660 AM, 105.5 FM, 407-774-8255 if you want to join the conversation. And, God, I really wish, you know, you guys were able to hear what we talk about during the break, because this has been one fantastic afternoon.
We're going to have to figure out a way to do that, maybe, all right?
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to the show. That is Dr. K. It's Friday. Dr. Ken Viek is here today, of course. I am Christopher Hart, and in the studio today, we're honored and privileged to have Sam Houston, and he's from a wrestling family. family. Jake the Snake Roberts is his brother, and your father wrestled too.
Yeah, and my dad's name was Grizzly Smith. Matter of fact, he actually started Brian. He was one of the guys that started Brian out.
Yeah, is that right? Your dad came in. Yeah, be Brian Blair, who's going to join us momentarily here live from the Hive. 407-774-8255 is the number if you would like to join us today. And you can visit Sam Houston on his Facebook page, and that is, I wrote it down here, Sam Houston Fan Nation on Facebook.
Well, I've got Sam Houston Athlete page, mm-hmm. Sam Houston Fan Nation. That way you can interact more or less download or whatever, post or whatever on that page. And then my page is Michael Sam Houston. And then Jamie Morris, he's been incredible for me. He's really done the social media. He's got me a Sam Houston brand YouTube channel up. Mm-hmm. And the whole nine yards. So he's really looking out there for me.
And believe me, he's got some great, testimonials, I guess we'll call them. They're not stories. I mean, this is true stuff. I mean, that's happened during his career with these guys.
Yes, sir. And, you know,
both in the ring and out.
And out of the ring. Yeah. The last story was about midgets. So that was what y'all missed on the break there.
Let's just put it this way. The moral of that story is
don't
mess with them if they know anything about wrestling, because they'll take you out.
Sam, I got a question for you. Which came first? Was it Jake the Snake, or was it Snake Plissken in Escape from New York?
Oh gosh, I think it was Jake.
Yeah,
Jake was.
I'd heard the story that Kurt Russell had taken that name and changed it in the script. Because he liked Jake the Snake.
Well, everybody liked Jake the Snake. He was like he was the Fonz. Come on.
Well,
you know?
I know, but I just wanted to see if I could get any.
Trust me.
Oh gosh, no.
I'll trust you if I got a pair of needle nose pliers in my hand.
All right, we got. Another champion on the line with us now, coming to us live from the Hive, as he does every Friday, and that, of course, is B. Brian Blair.
The man.
Yeah, I heard that Sam Houston in the box with you guys, and I was just calling to make sure you guys were okay first.
Well, we haven't said anything to tick him off yet, so we're doing okay.
Brian, you guys.
Considering somebody with a stinger over to
he's kind of blocking the door on us.
It's good to be with you guys. Chris, Dr. K, Sam, how you guys doing?
Doing great, Brian, man. Just having a blast over here today.
Yeah, we're having fun, man. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it's like... I'm sure that the President Trump presser is the highlight of the evening.
It
was indeed. What did you think about it, the way he took him on like that?
I thought it was absolutely awesome. Being a politician, a conservative elected politician, and one of the largest counties in the United States of America, and having the St. Pete Times, which is one of Bill O'Reilly calls one of the top three most liberal papers in the world.
Yeah.
I know what they do, and I know how they operate, and it's they just have always ruled with an iron fist and denigrated the conservatives and turned a blind eye to whatever negative a Democrat might do, and never put the good things over as Trump just got in their faces about. I mean, it's been biased for so many years. It's about time somebody came out and did it like Trump did. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. When that guy, Major Garrett, whatever his name was.
Major Garrett, we just talked about him. Yeah.
Stood up to question him. I mean, he was like awe-faced. He couldn't believe this man
was actually talking
to him the way he was talking to him, because he's supposed to be the superior being. And in his mind, it was fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah, anybody that names their kid Major that's never been in the military, I got to be, concerned about. I'm sorry.
That's great.
Well, Trump certainly seemed at home there. And it was interesting to see the response after the news conference, because, of course, the media were sort of circling around the wagons around one another saying, how dare he
do
this?
But he called that, and that's the beautiful part about it.
He did, indeed. He did, indeed.
Yeah, he did. He said he wrote the headlines during that speech, and he knows, and it's a shame. He's having a hard enough time putting his cabinet together by all the liberal obstructionists, And he's still got more accomplished than most presidents do in the amount of time that he's been there.
So, it's been 26 days.
My hat's off to him. I say to everybody out there, whether you're for him or against him, give him a chance.
Give him a chance, yeah.
Let's see what happens in 4 years. If you don't like what he does, we all vote him out. I mean, I'll be right with you. But if he does what's right and he does what he says he was going to do, that's why the American people elected him, because they're tired of the PC all the time, political correctness and the liberals letting our country be overrun with illegals, hiding illegals,
yep.
Sanctuary cities, all this stuff that's happening finally festered like a bad blister and it popped.
It did, yep, indeed.
Now it did. Trump.
Good way to put it. And, you know, he is he's not going to let up either. You know that on Inauguration Day, he actually filed the papers to run again in 4 years.
Oh, I did not know that.
Run for re-election in 2020. And they I think it's somewhat at least tongue-in-cheek, maybe not, but they are depicting this rally tomorrow. They're calling it another thank you rally,
okay,
like they had here,
yep,
in Orlando. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Melbourne International Airport.
Thanking them for the election in 4 years?
Both, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's certainly being touted as the first campaign rally for the 2020 election. And I love it because, you know, the Democrats are always out there campaigning. They never off the campaign trail. One of the beautiful things about Trump is, and this is what they hate the most, he gives them a good, healthy taste of their own medicine.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I heard from a very popular political consultant, that you start running for your next race the day after you get elected, or the day you get elected, one or the other. And yeah, you know, I kind of don't like that. I think you need to be a statesman and do what's right, and Trump is certainly doing what's right, but he feels like if he keeps doing the right thing, and you know, 2-3 years from now, this country's humming and the economy's good. We've got ISIS defeated, and he does, you know, 3/4 of the things that he said he was going to do. He's going to be hard to be beat.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I don't see any. I think that the midterms are going to be heavy conservative victories.
Well, not just that. And as a matter of fact, I heard on MSNBC this morning, they echoed something I said the other day as I was, rallying people to go to this Trump rally, is that the media, all the elites, even the Republicans, are going to be looking to see what size crowd and how enthusiastic they are.
Mm-hmm.
You see, here's part of the brilliance of continuing to campaign, is that you keep the base motivated. You keep the excitement going, and you keep the other guy on the run.
Yep.
Sam.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you got somebody backing away from you, I mean, you don't stand there and let them regain their, you know, regain their composure. You keep going in. I mean, you get your head down and you go in faster and shoot ever forward. You know, that's the way you're going through somebody.
Yep.
You don't want to just pepper them off and keep you off of them. You want to barrel them down and knock a hole clean through them and take them out.
Yeah. You want to get them to say no mas.
Sound right, Brian?
That sounds right.
Hey, I understand that that Sam's old man got you started in wrestling, his father, the Grizzly.
Well, he was my second booker, and he helped me a lot, especially in Bill Watson's territory in Mid-South. And, you know, I love Grizzly. He used to always try to catch Paul Orndorff and I riding together. And that was a big deal, but it's a long story.
Yeah,
that's a name I haven't heard in years.
Well, that's one of those off-the-air stories, y'all.
Yeah, off-the-air stories. Grizz was a great man, and he did so much for my career. And I really appreciate that. He raised, some good kids. You know, I talked to Sam's sister Robin and Jake. I was just with Jake when he was down doing his documentary, great documentary if you haven't seen it. Just was with Sam at the CAC.
Hey, Brian, I'm wrestling again this year. I'm wrestling again. I got Cahagas this year in a singles match.
All right. Cahagas is getting honored too, so you know, if you guys aren't doing anything, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, you know, we've given over $50,000, over $50,000 in the last year to wrestlers that have made millions of dollars that have somehow, you know, we lost Jim Myers today, George Steele. Ivan Koloff has got hospice with him right now. Frenchie Martin.
We lost Frenchie.
You know, the CAC paid for his funeral. I mean, we help so many people. It's amazing, and it's because of the great members that spend $25 for a year membership that, you know, get four magazines back that they can't see on the internet, or they join for life for $300. But especially the people that go to the reunion, and they're off the chart.
Real quick, Brian, you told us before, but please tell us again. You do not have to be a professional wrestler or former professional wrestler to be a member of the Cauliflower Alley Club, do you?
No, you don't, Chris, and I appreciate you asking that. You just go to CauliflowerAlleyClub.org. You can join with PayPal or however you want to pay, check, whatever, $25, like I said, for a year, $50 for 2 years, $300 for life membership. And everything's cheap. When you go out there, it's like $40, $50 rooms for $125. You get to see, you go to the Bakwinkle Blowout, all the seminars, the big banquet, just so many things. I don't want to take up your time because I know how valuable it is.
Well, I appreciate
it. But the CACs are worth it, y'all. I mean, I've been in the last couple of years. The CACs have helped me out. Carl Lauer, Brian Blair, my love to both of you guys. And I'm a CAC all the way, and I'm going to give it everything I got. So you need to come out and have some fun with us out there.
Yeah, old Carl's been on the show a couple of times, too.
We need to
get him back.
Yeah.
He's fascinating. Another fascinating. All you guys got these real fascinating life stories, man. It's cool stuff, right?
Well, it's a heck of a life. You know, I don't know if you've noticed it or not. But
I've been getting peppered with different interviews, one from the St. Pete Times recently. So that should be out this weekend. And just several people all around. And Andre was, we could tell stories about Andre for hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Coming real soon here.
Yeah. We got to take a break here in just a minute here, Brian. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we got B. Brian Blair, the Killer Bee, coming to us live from the Hive in Hillsborough County. We got Sam Houston in the studio with us, and 407-774-8255 is the number. Don't forget, Larry Elder will be coming up next. And Brian, the WrestleCon is coming to Orlando, and can you just give us the date and location for that? Because that's open to the public, too, right?
Yes, it's at the Hyatt. I know I'll be there, Saturday, the
30th and the 1st.
My book with me, Saturday,
April 1st.
1st.
Yeah.
Tuesday, right?
Yes, that's
April,
it. Yeah.
April 1st.
Yeah.
But I'm not fooling you. I'll be there. And I'm actually in a few different places that weekend.
Well, and Sam's going to be there, too.
I'll be there.
And that's at the Hyatt where?
By the airport.
Okay. Is there a website or something where people can go, a Facebook page or something, to get tickets?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. Just go to WrestleCon Orlando.
WrestleCon Orlando. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to finish up this show. But don't forget, we'll be back here Sunday night. And you got Larry Elder coming up next at 7 o'clock. So you still got a lot of great radio right here on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. So please stay with us.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $218 per person. Or how about an Alaska 7-night cruise, starting at $799 per person. Or a Caribbean 7-night cruise, starting as low as $499 per person. Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Iceland is a hot destination in 2017. How about a 5-day vacation starting at $1,529 per person? Join me for our spring Come Sail Away With Me cruise on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas, starting at $860 per person. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep
listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Folks, if you've ever planned a party or wedding, then you know how exhausting and frustrating it can be, unless you already have a team to back you up. That's where Dino Rentos Studios comes in. They have party supplies and decorations in stock for just about every occasion and at low, low prices. And if they don't have it, they can make it. So make your parties memorable events. Go to DinoRentosStudios.com or call 800-704-7089. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com or 800-704-7089. Dino and Janice Rentos proudly sponsor the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
There's a new FM in town. Check it out at FM 105.5. The Answer. Just like AM 660, you'll hear the same great programs like Hugh Hewitt in the Morning, The Mike Gallagher Show, Dennis Prager, The American Adversaries, and more. Plus, local news, weather, and traffic you can trust. Yeah, it's all here on the now stronger FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We got B. Brian Blair live from the Hive on the line with us right now. I got Sam Houston in the studio. Got Dr. K here and Christopher Hart. And do you ever feel like, you know, at the end of the day, like you've been tangling with a professional wrestler and you're all tied up in knots like a pretzel or something like that? Oh, and you really want to relax, but you just can't do it?
Yep.
It's probably because you don't have the right kind of chair or the right kind of bed. But they can fix you right up over at Relax and Comfort. All right.
Ooh.
And they got massage chairs over there. They got these beds that are just, you will be in bliss.
Yeah.
Your sleeping experience will be qualitatively different.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Brian, I need to get over there.
Do they have one that'll make Bernadette stop snoring?
They do.
Man, I said that over the air. I'm dead.
In fact, they do. They do.
Don't sleep on one of the memory foam mattresses, guys. That'll keep you awake all night.
No, and this ain't that.
Yeah.
This is like literally like floating in space.
Oh, okay.
Right? All right. So that's Relax and Comfort, Winter Park Village. Hey, Brian, you mentioned some wrestlers that we've lost here recently. Yeah. And, of course, George the Animal Steele passed away today. Even Fox Network noted his passing today. Yeah. And we had the honor and privilege of being able to meet him up close and talk to him and had him on the show. And he's a very smart man, and he was very politically astute and he just, I mean, he seemed like a great guy. Did you ever have the opportunity to work with him?
Oh, George and I, he actually put on one of the Killer Bee masks one time.
Is that right? Did he take it off of one of y'all to put it on?
George is a great guy. As a matter of fact, when I was still dating my wife, I didn't smarten her up about anything, and she saw George Steele and was petrified of him, and all of a sudden I said, Tony, I got to pick up a buddy of mine. He's going to ride 2 hours up the road with us, and I'm going to drop him off. We're going from Madison Square Garden up to Providence, Rhode Island. And all of a sudden Jordan Steele jumps in, and for 2 hours it was the greatest entertainment I've ever seen, because he was working his gimmick, and
Oh my gosh.
When Artie smartened up, and the poor girl was like almost in tears, so scared she was falling down on the floorboard.
Oh, that's mean. That's funny.
Super, super, super.
This is what we were talking about in the off air.
Well, you must be pretty super too if your wife stuck with you after that, right?
Well, the funny thing is, the first time Bernadette and I ever went on an overnight was when we did the Beckley, West Virginia match.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. I come in at 6:30 in the morning, jumped in the shower. I was sitting there for about 15 minutes, just letting the hot water hit me. She turned it all the way to cold, and I still stood there for about 5 minutes. How was that gone?
It can happen to you, and you don't ever see it coming, y'all. You don't ever see it coming.
And he wrote an excellent book, too, and I'm going to get it out and read it again, I believe, this weekend.
Yeah.
And sad to see him.
And prayers for Ivan Koloff, you know, the Russian bear.
Yeah, where is he at?
Hospice has just come with him, so...
Is that over there in the Tampa area?
No.
He's in the Carolinas.
I believe in North Carolina. Yeah. CAC's been reaching out to him. And
yeah, Sam was just talking about him earlier in the show.
Doing our best to help him.
I see. Yeah.
Anyway, we're all passing through, and right now I think we got a front row seat to one of the greatest times in history. We'll see what happens.
Well, yes, sir. We're off to a great start. I mean, with all the noise that's going on, Trump is still making progress. The stock market is 10% gain since Election Day.
Since Election Day.
And it started on election night. It's funny because we were calling the election that night here in the studio, and as the night started out, the market was it started going down when they started thinking Trump was going to win.
Yep.
All right, so as the market was going down, we used that as a barometer for good news for Trump.
Right.
And then right about 9:31, it turned. Mm-hmm. That's when everybody realized that, oh my God, he's going to win.
He's going to win.
That's about when we called Florida here, and we called Florida first.
Mm-hmm.
And and then it hasn't looked back since.
Nope.
Now you can trace it back to 9:31 election night. Now, mm-hmm, I know the markets weren't open, but the futures were trading.
The world markets were open.
Exactly.
That's it.
And so that is a great barometer for, I believe, things to come. Yep. Brian?
I agree 100%. Just the things he's been doing, from, you know, making them use American steel, talking to the automotive industry. He was at Boeing today. I mean, he's motivating businesses to really want to be here, stay here, pay good wages, do the best they can for their employees. Nobody's talking about what he's done for women already in the workplace. And he's just going to be an incredible president.
No matter
what the liberals want to say about him, if they quit throwing stones, they'd reap the benefits. And they're going to reap the benefits as well.
Here's what I can't figure out is all the Democrats and all the liberals and stuff, if they were so well informed, you know, they know all this stuff about Russia hacking over and this one doing this. How come they didn't have any information on what Trump was really going to do once he got elected, you know, and try to put some stops like, oh, well, you can't do that, you know.
There's too many people that read the paper and don't listen to talk radio or watch conservative programming. Too many people that believe what they see on NBC, ABC, CNN, CNBC, and reading their newspapers.
That's it,
is real.
Well, that's what I told you all ago with a piece of paper. I said, oh, the White House gives you this, and that's news.
That's the way it was when the Democrats were. But the Democrats still are scripting the storylines, Brian.
Trying to.
Yeah, you know what? We got to call them.
Got to call them out.
A lot of Democrats voted for Trump.
Yeah.
All those coal miners you saw today, if you watched the Boeing presentation, 80% of them are registered Democrats.
You're right. Democrats are oftentimes very different from liberals. Exactly right. Hey, Brian, I'm sorry we're out of time, but we'll look forward to talking to you again next week, my friend.
Amen. You guys be safe and keep on buzzing, and we'll talk next Friday. Sam, keep your cowboy hat on. And
you got it, Brian. I'll see you at the CACs, my man. I'll see you at WrestleCon, too.
B.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, take it easy.
Thank you all.
All right.
That's me, Brian Blair, live from the
Super guy, man. A super good friend. He came to me, you know, when I was really hurting, you know, with the CACs and everything. And he told me, he said, I'm coming to you as a friend. You've got some people that aren't for you. You know, and he smartened me up to that. And it hurt a lot, but he smartened me up to something I need to be smartened up to.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we try to do around here, folks. Yep. Smarten you up a little bit. All right. We're out of time doing that here tonight. Once again, I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. Larry Elder is coming up next. And don't forget, like us on Facebook if you do. That's American Adversaries on Facebook.
Wow, that was fast.
It was. Night, everybody.
Quick 2 hours. Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.